Page 42. Reading.
Finding code crackers, then and now. Governments always need brilliant spies to help fight enemies. Surprising as it may seem, one method for finding them hasn't changed that much in the past 70 years. Wanted. Crossword champions. In January 1942, the Daily Telegraph, the British newspaper whose crossword puzzles were a well-known national pastime, announced a competition. It invited 25 top crossword solvers to assemble in their newsroom in London. Their mission? To solve a difficult puzzle in 12 minutes or less. The contestants had no idea that the competition had another purpose. Within a short time, the War Office got in touch with each of them, inviting them to be trained as code breakers. Those who accepted became part of Britain's top secret code-breaking effort, joining a team of brilliant thinkers struggling to decipher Germany's famous Enigma code. The team was already made up of top scientists and mathematicians, so why did they need puzzle solvers? Apparently, the decoding work also required the type of thinking outside the box that crossword champions possessed. After years of effort, the team finally cracked the code. This was one of the greatest victories of World War II, providing the enormous advantage of knowing Hitler's plans ahead of time. If the team had not succeeded, the Allies might have lost the war, and there would have been many more casualties. The rest, as they say, is history. Can you crack it? In December 2011, a puzzle appeared on the web. It contained a mysterious-looking grid of 160 pairs of letters and numbers, which viewers were challenged to solve before midnight the 12th of December. They had no idea that it had been posted by the British government's intelligence agency, GCHQ, Government Communications Headquarters. Those who succeeded in cracking the code found a hidden keyword, which led to the agency website where they were invited to apply for a job. GCHQ has its reasons for using unconventional methods to recruit employees for espionage. Although most positions are filled by bright university graduates, they think that there may be a lot of self-taught, talented hackers whose skills may be ideally suited to their needs. If they search only university lists, they won't find them. Why is GCHQ so desperate for computer geniuses? They are fighting a new kind of war, cyber warfare. Enemies now have the ability to attack countries through their computer networks, paralyzing electricity and transport services, disrupting financial markets, and even sabotaging military defense systems. Governments wouldn't take this threat so seriously if it weren't very real. In fact, some of these things have already been done. The agency said that several people had solved the code well within the deadline. Will they want to work for the government in order to save their country? Or will they prefer better paying jobs in high tech? That's another question.